What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Let's go to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And let's welcome onto the show David Pollack, a guy whose work I've really enjoyed on the broadcasting side of things, covering college football for years, ESPN and other outlets. You can check him out on the Believe Network with a new show that he's launching. But also a former player in the league who was outstanding at Georgia. David, you're on in D.C. We're getting ready for Monday Night Football tonight on Grant and Danny. Going back to your playing days, I'm just curious. Playing in the preseason where you're going through the motions, but you're told, hey, you're going to get a couple series, but you're on primetime. It's Monday Night Football. Buck and Aikman are here. The country's watching. What were those emotions like during the day, and how did you kind of square everything as you got ready to go out and put something on tape?
Well, I think it was weird because you were like, wait, this is a big deal. This is big time, but it's not really big time because it's not really competitive and you're not really trying to win, which is, you know, it's weird. I think you really start to look at it more like a practice or more like a scrimmage, you know, like you're trying to get better. You're trying to do what you can to help and to be successful in whatever role that is. And then they understand too, there's a lot of people though that are fighting for a job. Like that's the most important thing. There's a lot of people that literally are like, they're trying to make a team. They're trying to make a name for themselves and trying to get on the roster and make a niche. So there's a lot more at stake. Obviously you don't see as much of the star players as you want to, but a lot of other people that are fighting to try to make a career in the NFL.
David, a lot of the kids that want to go to the NFL will be on display this weekend. College football, I don't know if what are we doing, week negative one or like week 0.5 or 0.6. I don't know what it is, but a nice little appetizer kind of going this weekend, this Saturday. What are we going to find out? What are you looking forward to?
I mean, it's fantastic. You're right. Like, we do have the week zero, which is strange, admittedly. But how about a great game, though? I mean, you got Iowa State versus Kansas State, and those are two, you know, teams that are in the Big 12 that are – it seems like there's always a bunch of teams in the Big 12 that are very competitive that can win the league. And obviously Kansas State's there. Iowa State played for the league last year. Like, it's in Dublin, Ireland, which is always unique and different. The scenes, we saw Florida State lose there to Georgia Tech, you know, not too long ago and shocked everybody. But I literally looked at my wife on Saturday and I was like, babe, it all, I don't have anything to do right now for like the next 4 hours. This won't happen again for a long time on a Saturday. And I was like, it is amazing because, you know, football is right around the corner. And then, you know, then you get y'all, I know y'all get no flack from your wives, from your significant others. It's like, man, this is my work. Like, this is my job. Like, I have to sit here on this couch and I have to watch this football game. And we're going to get a lot of football. And then obviously when you get to real weeks, week one, maybe the best week one we've ever seen in our lives with three, you know, top 10 matchups, three of the top 10 teams in the country playing each other in week one is pretty fantastic.
Yeah, I want to get into that in a moment, David, but you just said something that caught my attention. David Pollack is with us on Grant and Danny. I had a buddy over the other day. We were doing something at my house, and he goes, so, like, during the fall, what's that like for you? And I said, listen, man, I said, I am the worst husband and worst dad in America every Sunday in the fall, and I just kind of go in knowing that. And my wife accepts that. Like, she'll get the kids out of the house as often as possible or not. But they're just kind of a family without a dad from about 11 a.m. until midnight on Sundays. That's the deal for me. I'm sure Saturdays are kind of similar for you.
Yeah, it really is, man. I mean, we get up in the morning and, like, try to do something. I try to do something active. I usually play basketball, work out, like, make sure I'm not, you know, doing nothing for the whole day. But, you know, the older my kids get, my kids are probably older than yours now, but, like, I got to – 17 and a 15-year-old.
Wow.
And my 17-year-old boy, like, he'll be watching every game with me. So, like, that is – so if you want to be technical about it now, like, I got my son for sure. My daughter will be pinging back and forth. But, no, I think that every man follows their squad, right? Like, most people follow their squads and their teams, and they live and die with them. But when it is your job, like, with the stuff that I do, man, you have to follow all of it, right? So you can go on – you know, the different shows, and you can make sure that you're educated. And it's just fun to compare and contrast. And, you know, everybody's got their different, viewpoints and backgrounds and biases, and it's fun to have, you know, educated conversation on who's the best. And to do that, I think, at a high level really requires you to actually watch and to pay attention and see what's going on for yourself.
David Pollack to get us ready for the college football season on Grant and Danny on this Monday. It's here, people. It's football season. I'm at Northwest Stadium getting ready for Monday Night Football, Bengals Commanders tonight. So let's get into this week one, really, that officially starts a week from Saturday on August 30th. You mentioned it's an all-timer. We've got 1-3 Texas-Ohio State, which is a playoff matchup. LSU and Clemson is a 9-4. That's a nationally televised game on ABC. And then the following day on Sunday, kind of standalone, Notre Dame and Miami, two top 10 teams again on ABC. But let's kick things off right off the top with Texas and Ohio State, that Fox noon kickoff at Ohio Stadium in Columbus. How good is this game going to be?
It's going to be awesome. I mean, it's so good. And you saw, you know, you got a little tiny preview of it a year ago because the then defending national champions, the Michigan Wolverines, had Texas come up, remember, last year. So, you know, Texas came up and handled business, and now Texas is coming up for the national champions again with Ohio State. And obviously, so many pieces, you know, being replaced on both sides. But when you look at both, Ohio State, you know, you're finding your quarterback. You're going to find all the things you need to find on the defensive side of the ball because you lost so many guys. But Ohio State still has the best offensive player in the country and the best defensive player in the country. So that's a good starting spot. But I think the biggest thing when I look at Ohio State is they're replacing also both coordinators. Chip Kelly goes to the NFL. Like, obviously, Knowles leaves and goes to Penn State, rival Penn State. Jim Knowles, their DC. So replacing both of those sides of the ball, a lot of pieces. You know, what are they going to be out the gates? And Texas, you know, kind of building. Like, there's not a state, guys, in America that has benefited more from NIL than the state of Texas. Why, you say? Great question. When they drive whatever car they drive to work that day and they open the glove box, well, they just found $3 or $4 million. Like, there's oil money that runs deep. And Texas and Texas Tech and Texas A&M have had more funds than anybody. And you've seen Texas, you know, back-to-back Final Fours, Arch Manning, you know, being talked about. Texas's defense is absolutely dirty. It's the best defense in the country. They got one of the best players at every level of their defense. It's stupid, man. Week one, we get, you know, 1-3, two great teams. Both of these teams are going to go to the playoffs, but seeding purposes will really matter because they changed, you know, the rules from last year. It's not just about, you know, winning your conference to get a bye. It's going to be the most highly ranked teams.
Great. David Pollack with us here on Grant and Danny. David, my neighbors are Clemson fans, right? They've got family down there. I think the dad went to Clemson. Like, everybody, they love Clemson so much. And I was trying to engage them in conversation the other day. I was like, dude, I think Clemson's going to be nasty. And they're doing that thing where they kind of, they're like, yeah, I think they'll be okay. Like, zero arrogance. So nervous for a team that, like, is in the championship picture. Like, I just was, so I ended up just busting their chops for a long time. But I think this Clemson team is legit. You obviously have forgotten more about them this morning than I know my whole life. But it still seems they're, you know, preseason ranked number 4. University top 10, they can run through a below average ACC. Like, they're legit, but Clemson fans are afraid of Clemsoning, I think.
Well, I think they've had a bad stretch for the last several years.
Yeah.
And so now you're trying to, like, you know, I'm not going to believe it until I see it, but I'm all in, man. That's their slogan at Clemson, and I've been all in for a while on the squad. Just, they made a couple of changes that I needed to happen at Clemson. One, they changed their defensive coordinator. They got Tom Allen from Penn State, who's a baller. And I can tell you this, after knowing these coaches for all these years, there's not a better culture fit in America than Allen going to, from what he is, from what he built in Indiana as a head coach to defensive coordinator at Penn State. Like, it's an unbelievable culture fit for what Clemson is. Second thing they did, they went to the transfer portal, guys. And I don't think that's compromising. I think that's smart for Dabo Swinney. Still go find your guys, the guys you want to have here. But you lose, you know, 5, 10, 15 guys a year when you have the transfer portal. If you're not replacing them, guys, it's impossible to keep a roster, not depleted, you know, with so many holes in it. So, you know, that along with what did Clemson have when they won Natties? Deshaun Watson, Trevor Lawrence. I could go through the list of Sammy Watkins. I could go through T. Higgins. I can go through Newt Hopkins. Like, I can go down the list of playmakers out wide with a great quarterback. Cade Klubnik's the first-round quarterback. They've got weapons upon weapons. They got four guys that I could name right now that are absolutely going to play in the NFL that are dangerous. Their defense, when they were really good, they had defensive linemen like Christian Watson, Dexter Lawrence, Cleveland Farrell. Like, those guys were drafted very highly in the first-round, second-round picks in the NFL. They got those guys, man. They got two first-round picks at defensive line. They got a linebacker who's going to be drafted. They got a first-round cornerback in Terrell. Like, they've got talent all over the field. They've got also a chance to exercise some SEC demons, too. Last year, losing to Georgia to open, losing to South Carolina to close. Like, they've got LSU week one, a chance to really show everybody. Like, yeah, those Clemson fans, like, they're going to be either all in or they're going to be all pissy, right, after that game on Saturday.
Yeah.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
David Pollack's with us. He's got a new show he's launching with the Believe Network. Joining us on Grant and Danny. You mentioned LSU. So I'm currently watching on Netflix this SEC documentary series. It's phenomenal. But Brian Kelly fascinates me. I know he's not well-liked by a lot of fans, but it does feel like put-up-or-shut-up time here. They've lost 4-3 in four games in his three seasons. They get Garrett Nussmeier back. He shares an agent with Nussmeier, and in that show you can kind of tell he's like talking to the agent in his car, and he's like, dude, you're going to kill me if Nussmeier goes pro. Come on, man. You're going to kill me. But if they don't make the playoffs, what is the outcome for him, and what does that look like for LSU? It just feels like it's a year where they've got to do that.
Yeah, it's hard because if you're an LSU fan, they don't think like Clemson fans. Let's put it that way, because their last three coaches are Nick Saban, national champion. Les Miles, national champion. Ed Orgeron, national champion. That's what they expect at LSU. That's what they've come to expect, and they've come to expect great players. And also, the other thing they've come to expect is great defenses. And I think if you're an LSU fan, there's a couple things like you need to see. I don't think Brian Kelly's fired if he doesn't go to the college football playoff. Their out-of-conference schedule is not easy. Their SEC schedule is not easy. Like, it's very, very difficult. But I think LSU fans want to see progress specifically on the defensive side of the football. Like, that was – the last couple years have been bad. And when you look at that roster, they've got a bunch of dudes on that side of the ball. Like, they've got a bunch – Whit Weeks was a superstar last year and going to continue to grow. Harold Perkins a couple years before that, superstar. Like, they've got Dominic McKinley at defensive tackle now, who's the next guy that can step up and be a great defensive tackle who was highly recruited. Like, they went to the transfer portal. So I think if I'm an LSU fan, I need to see progress on the defensive side of the football. That's got to happen. And I got to finish games, man. Like, they've just struggled so much to finish games, especially openers. Guys, they haven't won an opener at LSU since Joe Burrow was there.
Wow.
They haven't won an opening game since Joe Burrow was there. Like, and it ain't like it's been a murderer's row. They've played Florida State twice. They lost to Mississippi State and Mike Leach. They lost to Chip Kelly at UCLA. Like, so they've got to start the season with some mojo. They got to play good in the Bama game. You can't get stomped out like they did a year ago. But defensively, I think, is the big deal.
Let's get to that bigger picture of the conference. How do you see the SEC going? I think at my last count, David, 77 ranked teams. I mean, just it's unbelievable the buzzsaw that is that conference, man. How do you see it going?
That was your unscientific last count.
I think
it's kind of strange, man, when you look at the league, because I legit could see a world where 12 teams could make the SEC championship game. Now, some of that is schedule. Obviously, some people benefit greatly from schedule. Missouri is one of them. Like, they don't leave their first six games are at home. Like, that's a great thing to have, and they avoid a lot of, you know, big-time players in the SEC. But, like, listen, this league is silly. It's really, really good. Obviously, it's talented, but I think the depth of it is what makes it really, really unique because, like, Texas, UGA, Bama, Tennessee, A&M, Ole Miss, LSU, Auburn, OU, Florida, South Carolina, like, are y'all going to be surprised if any one of those 11 teams make the college football playoff? I mean, I can literally give you one thing from each of those teams. Like Auburn, if they get good quarterback play, they got the best 1-2 punch at wide receiver in the country. Like OU gets good offensive line play, now bring it over Mateer, like at the quarterback spot with the type of defense. Like, and these schedules, Florida with Lagway and company, and I can keep going on and on, but here's the problem. They're all going to beat each other up, man. Like, they're all going to play each other. And then, yeah, I didn't even talk about Diego Pavia and the fun gunslinger that is with Vanderbilt. So, you know, I think it's a league that's going to be a lot of 9-3s, man. I really do. I think there's going to be a lot of teams that are really, really good. And because of that, how much does it penalize them when, because if you look at Michigan's schedule, like, there's a great chance Michigan's not going to lose more than two games. Like, does that get them in the playoff over? And what might decide that, too, is they play Oklahoma, which will be another early season game that I think will be fantastic. But the SEC's got a bunch of teams that are really, really good. We'll see if they have a great team as the season goes on.
David, Penn State comes in ranked second. Is that a little rich for you?
Well, I know why you say that, okay? I know why you say that, because you've seen Penn State and the history of big games and not coming up big in the James Franklin era. I get that. But here's what I'll say about Penn State. You need, obviously, you want to bring back, you know, leaders, check. You want to bring back production, check, check. Like, they've got so many guys back. They got better on the defensive side of the football when you bring one of the best defensive coordinators in the country with Jim Knowles. Like, he's a stud. They got the best 1-2 punch in the country, to me, is the coordinator spots, because they brought in Koltunecki a year ago, and their offense got way better. Now year two with Koltunecki, Knowles comes in. The schedule is very good for Penn State. I think this is the year for Penn State. I really do. I think this is the year that they break through and they shut some people up, because there's a lot of people that are like, hey, have you seen them in a big game? Have you seen them in a big game? And guess what? I can't defend that, guys. Like, I can't sit here and lie to you. I mean, I can't do that. They haven't been great in those big-time games. But I think this year's, with all the experience coming back, with a couple of the additions that they made in the transfer portal, with their 1-2 punch at OC and DC, I think they're going to really have a special year.
David, before we let you jump, man, tell folks about your new show on the Believe Network.
Well, you know, coming up with a name for your podcast is always a challenging thing, but I'm a big, dumb defensive lineman. So see ball, get ball made a whole lot of sense, because that's what you do. You see the ball and you go get it. And, you know, listen, I love this sport with everything in me. Like I was talking about the start of the call, man. Like, it's all we do is watch it and break it down. My buddy, who's one of the best, most intelligent guys that I've ever met in football and works for Pro Football Focus and does all the numbers, he does the show with me, man. And we'll give it to you straight, you know, just college football all the time. We're going to have a guest on every week. We got Palika coming on and Fowler and those guys coming on to preview the season. We got SVP, Scott Van Pelt, on Wednesday. So just talking ball, man, all the angles of college football, all the different teams, all the conferences, and just a heck of a lot of fun, man.
I love your passion. You're great at it. David, it's been awesome watching you turn into one of the best analysts covering the game you played so well in the country. Appreciate you hopping on, man. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Have a great one, man.
Yeah, be good. There's David Pollack, ESPN and the Believe Network, on Grant and Danny.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's a brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.